Good morning and hello. Morning and hello, and thank you to those who are watching the show either on Twitch or on YouTube. And the show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, then go see the team at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They will sell you your diamond for less than anybody else, and they will teach you everything that you need to know about diamonds. This is Jack from Fall River. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Oh, not much. So the thing you guys kept talking about with the Pats this year and everything, everyone keeps saying that's going to be like 10 or 11 plus wins. The big jump, because I don't count that fourth win they won last year, but if they don't have an offensive line, and I know you guys keep saying like the offensive line got better and everything like that, but I don't see such a huge jump this year doing that, but I don't know. Everything can happen. Listen, possibility.
But again, if you just compare it to last season, your quarterback should be better. Like, I mean,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. Yeah.
You have a head coach who has at least more experience and better. should be better.
Significant upgrade.
Okay, offensive coordinator should be miles better.
Much yep. better.
Right?
I would agree with that.
So, and defense.
Defense should be significantly better.
I don't know if it's a 5-game jump that based on those things, but it definitely should be, and the schedule is one of the easier mm-hmm. schedules in the NFL. So all those things, I think, mm-hmm. should result in wins.
And Drake should be more confident. He should come into this season better prepared.
Oh, yeah.
We heard that he took it upon himself to make sure that he had work on during the offseason with his receivers and making sure that he knew how they were getting to work out, where they were going to stay during it. He's taking control of the team.
Mm-hmm. And how many wins do you believe the Patriots would have had last year if Drake May began in week one?
Six.
Okay, so if you're going from six to nine, 6 to 10 is not quite the leap of 4 to 10, right?
No, it's not.
Right.
So it's not that he is all of a sudden making the team 6 games better. It's just 4 games better than they would have been had he played his entire rookie year.
Right. Well, I think if you got 6 last year and then you upgraded when it came to Mike Vrabel, then I think you get another couple wins automatically, I would
right.
think.
Right.
No disrespect to Jerod Mayo, but
I would completely agree with you. And the other thing is that, and people have to look at this, and I think they have to be honest, this team this year, now granted, is on paper, but is significantly better than last year's team on paper. I'll argue with anybody on any subject you want of that if you don't think that is true. Because we just talked about it. I think Drake May is not going to be significantly better.
Now, listen, when you say that in the Twitch chat or on the text line, you get the response, which is he only won 1 game last season.
No, and I don't.
That's a great analysis.
Yes.
Really deep hitting, hard hitting. Love it.
Just because of the things that we talked about with the offensive coordinator.
Do they beat the Seahawks in week 2 if Drake May's the starting quarterback? They had the ball on the yes. +25. Right. I think they do.
Yeah, but do you beat Cincinnati in week 1?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Jerod Mayo was coach of the year.
Here's where the significant upgrade comes in. And Courtney, I think you're spot on because you hit the nail right on the head when you said he has the confidence knowing that he's the guy, mm-hmm. the coaching staff believes in him. The coaching staff is basically saying, here's what we want you to do, Drake. Here's how we're building the offense around you. I don't think that happened last year because there were way too many voices on where they thought Drake May should be. And we weren't really sold on Alex Van Pelt as putting him in the right situation to be the right. Because he's building an offense for Jacoby Brissett when you should be building your offense around Drake May.
Yeah.
So it's two different. That's why I think significantly better for Drake May year 2. Their defense is significantly better. Their O-line might not be significantly better, but is better. Mm-hmm. Your wide receiver room with the addition of Steph Diggs, massive upgrade. So that's significantly better. This is a team, when you look at it, and then we obviously talk about the coaches, that you should be able to go out there with your schedule and get 9 wins.
Well, Alex Van Pelt wasn't quite aware positionally of where players had played the previous season.
I forgot about that.
That was a bit of a disadvantage for
him. He was so bad.
But every position you're better coached. You didn't even know that your most talented offensive weapon could play offense.
Insane.
Right?
I did not even think about
that was a communication.
Right. Yeah.
Like Gerard, he would have gotten that. Right.
He'd ask the question. Just,
right. Yeah. Van Pelt could tell you all Chick-fil-A's within 5 miles of the stadium, but he didn't know his star defensive player could tell you.
And I don't remember if it was Billy O'Brien or Josh McDaniels because they all run together, but they utilize Marcus Jones?
Yeah, it was Marcus Jones and it was Billy O.
Yeah, it was Marcus Jones. So they utilize it, and that is like a great point. The fact that your offensive coordinator did not realize that you had a guy.
Wow.
That could contribute on offense just goes to show you how bad it was last year.
Bill O'Brien back on the show throughout the college football season. So I'm very excited about that. That'll be interesting.
Does BC have a chance to win the ACC? Do they have
always got a chance.
Well, I mean, you know.
Wow. I think I've heard that they've looked good, their recruiting has been really good.
AVP, what's one word you would use to describe today's show?
Wow.
Thank you.
Shime, you getting a play in from Billy O this season?
I hope so. I mean,
he promised.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be last season. Couldn't do that. Couldn't even do it in spring practices.
Have you finished the design?
I'm ready.
Complete?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm locked and loaded, baby.
I feel like once the spring
game.
What
are we calling it? What are we calling it?
I think Wiggy came up with Shime's Potatoes.
They need to put it in week one because we should be beating Fordham by a wide margin.
Yeah. I'm on Shime Island.
But the problem is once the spring game got scrapped, unless Shime, I know he's got a lot of time coaching soccer in the summer. When's that start?
Not until like August 30th.
Okay, well, BC's probably starting like a lot of teams are today at fall camp. So Shime's going to have to, right after the show's over, head down to Chestnut Hill and see if he can get out there for a couple days so we can get this play in early in camp and tweak it in any way we need to tweak it.
How about UMass week one Temple? How the boys looking?
Well, you know what? They start today, so it's going to have a great opportunity. New coach, new locker room. I'm excited.
I'm excited for Curtis's one college game lock weekend because you crushed that last season.
Yeah, I'll give my picks in advance. Very excited.
BC Fordham, right? That should be that'd be a good game to break out Shime's Potatoes.
Are we going
to
do a show UMass Tilgate?
Let's do it. They're down for it.
Are they ready to go down there?
Yeah, they're definitely. I gave all the stuff to Ken, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Can we use Shime's brother's pork butt?
As long as the health inspector doesn't
UMass
show
would
up.
Love it. Their new head coach, you know, they would love it, you know. So it's, you know, I love college football. I know.
Wow.
I completely forgot. He didn't know he had a player on defense.
Wow.
So I'm excited. I'm excited about college. I can't wait to see between UMass and my boys, between Bill Belichick and UNC.
We got Texas, Ohio State week one?
Yeah, between Billy O and BC, because, you know, we talked to Billy O, like, college football, I'm excited. Arch Manning, can't wait to see what he's going to look like. Man, I am excited about college football.
Notre Dame at BC, going to be a big weekend for that.
When is that one?
Thanksgiving.
Speaking of reading into camp things, are you surprised that Travis Hunter has been about equal when it comes to snaps?
I am. I don't know what they're doing in Jacksonville. I think this is a huge, huge mistake.
Wow.
And I'm just...
I mean, maybe he had a deal with them and told them, listen, I'm doing it, and you have to acquiesce.
Yeah, but what's the head coach down there? Is it Liam Cohen?
Liam Cohen's the new head coach.
Yeah, you got to know.
Duval.
Yes. You got to see how the NFL works. And you got 2 years.
Duval.
As a head coach. So I don't think you want to put yourself in a position where you're going to allow a player to come in and go, okay, dictate how much playing time he's going to get. And if you look at Travis Hunter, he's a little bit of a slender built. That's going to be too much wear and tear for this guy to be able to say, okay, I got to go, you know, from covering whether it's Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, to now going out there and having to go up against, you know, Patrick Surtain Jr., like these all-pro defensive backs, and I'm not saying he's playing these guys, but that's what he's going to have to do week in and week out. Shut down the best wide receiver and then go against the best corner. How are you?
Well, luckily he won't draw the best corner because Brian Thomas Jr. is there, but
right.
I understand what you're saying.
Right, so I just think that just put him at one position, and you, unlike Alex Van Pelt, know who he is and utilize him in situations.
All right, coming up, we're going to play Hill Notes back. Right now, Courtney Ann, what is trending?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Notre Dame BC is November 1st.
Yeah, second week of the season, too, for your boy Travis Hunter, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins.
Yeah, good luck.
In Cincinnati, so, yeah.
The Sox take one in Minnesota after jumping out to an early lead. 8-5 was the final on the road. Trevor Story had his first homer, a two-run shot since July 8th, while Jaren Duran also had himself a home run, a 446-footer. Lucas Giolito went six innings, giving up a run on five hits while striking out five. They've got the last one in Minnesota today, 1-10 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Day 6 of Patriots training camp, day 2 with pads, came and went without Christian Gonzalez. NFL insider Jordan Schultz reported that Gonzalez suffered a hamstring injury that will sideline him for a bit, but he is expected to be ready for week 1. Drake May completed less than half of his passes in 11-on-11 and 7-on-7 drills. And some good news, folks in attendance say that Will Campbell looked better, sturdier during 1-on-1 drills.
Wow.
Another one for the Pats today. Mike Vrabel will speak with media at 10. Practice is set for 10:15.
I believe you do have a top five defense. I'm just kind of like thinking you brought up Christian Gonzalez. You have Christian Gonzalez and the kid from Detroit. What's the kid from Detroit's name, Shimer?
Carlton Davis.
Carlton Davis Jr.
He's got to be on the field first, but yes.
Yeah. But when you look at that, you added you added Harold Landry, you added Milton Williams.
Jelani Tavai. Guys, guys dialed in.
I feel like I bother more people when I'm positive than when I'm negative. But Wiggy's exactly right.
I don't think you can say it's a top five defense.
Absolutely not.
But they added talent.
No, absolutely not.
If Milton Williams.
I mean, hate all you want, but.
They are say, seven, Shime, not ten.
Shime, say what you want. If Milton Williams and Barmore plays to the level that Barmore can play at, you could have a legitimately one of the top two best interior lines Christian Barmore plays to the level that he should with Milton Williams. You don't think you could have the two best D-tackle tandem in the league?
You might, but like at the same time, there's also no depth. One guy gets hurt, it falls down like a house of cards. Like that's
everything. I'm just saying on paper.
No, there's,
like,
I mean, there's
everything.
Plenty of defenses that have depth. I mean, the Eagles have depth.
If TJ Watt gets hurt, the Pittsburgh Steelers, guess what?
They get worse, but they're like still a good defense.
They're not the same when they have him, though.
No, I agree. I'm not. Yeah, they go from being a, what, top five defense to a top 10 defense.
No, they're worse than that. Look at the numbers without TJ Watt.
All right, we'll visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their new big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Your Hill Notes.
No mention of Rob Manfred getting into it with Bryce Harper.
Thinking about it for a lead tomorrow.
Okay,
so
all right. Okay, we'll wait.
I'm working on it.
Spicy story.
Hill Notes coming up next.